Compass Theater board member Dave Berg rolls and unrolls the nonprofit's new mechanical movie screen.
So it's a nice function to have it be safe and not have to be, pulling on some ropes to get it up and down. It was pretty heavy.
The new screen measures about 30 feet wide by 12 feet tall. It replaces one from 1998 when the student-run Northern Nights Theater began showing its movies using a startup $35,000 state grant. The old screen had to be lifted and dropped by hand, and it will get a new life not far away in the community gym. Berg explains that the new movie surface came about because the switch to digital movies several years ago has been such a success.
Essentially, going to digital not only increased the quality of the movies we were showing, but it decreased dramatically the amount of freight that we were having to spend to get the movies in and out of Petersburg, because they're big, heavy boxes. There was a lot of celluloid involved. And now we get our movies on a hard disk shipped in a box, almost to a priority mail a medium flat rate box, pretty much. So that has allowed us to make some improvements in together with the school.
The screen cost about $9,000, paid for with a $3,000 grant from the Petersburg Community Foundation, along with similar contributions from both the school district and Compass Theater. It was installed by school staff earlier this fall.
And then these lock into place and have a safety that is attached also to make sure that...
Berg demonstrates another big upgrade. It won't be something that audiences see, but it's an important safety change for people putting on performances. Thirty-year-old hemp rope has been replaced for the rigging that controls the backdrops, sets, lighting, the movie screen, and curtain. 17 different lines connect the heavy stage equipment with counterweights and are held in place by brake levers.
And certainly they were old. Hemp rope was installed in about 1985 when the Wright Auditorium was first put in. There were times up here when I walked away after a show with splinters in my hands from the hemp rope being very difficult to handle unless you had gloves on. Plus, it was starting to fray in a couple of places, not dangerously, but it was pointed out that it was time to take a look at it. And
the acting company Mitkoff Mummers and dance school Mitkoff Dance Troupe paid to fly in a rigging technician from Seattle to inspect the system and show how to re-rig those lines. Volunteers from the two groups helped install almost 1,800 feet of new cotton poly rope. Karen Christensen is board president for the Mitkoff Dance Troupe.
Sometimes, the curtain is open the whole time, so it's not needed. But for any dance performance and most of the Mummers performances, they're using those lines. And when the technician was here, we asked him what the normal lifespan of some of those lines are. And he said about 20 years. So when we said ours were close to 30 and he looked up, he grimaced. And we knew it was time, and he said, for safety factors, it was definitely time to replace.
The two groups expect to spend about $2,500 for the cost of bringing in the rigging technician, and the school district purchased about $2,000 worth of replacement rope.
Yeah, we're really happy that this got done before the Mummers performance last weekend. And before the Nutcracker that's coming up in December.
The upgrades aren't done either. The upholstery on seats in the auditorium is getting replaced this year, and in the process will be changing colors from purple to blue. So far, one seat is done. School staff and volunteers will be changing out a few at a time, working their way through the roughly 320 seats as they can. Compass Theater contributed about $10,000 for that work. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.